Miles, I would recommend keep looking that up with different AI sources. There are several of them. There's Grok, there's Gemini, you name it. There's lots of different sources. Please go out and look. Find that information. You will be amazed.
Okay, will do. I'm looking, but I don't know if I'm finding exactly what I need to find here. I think that what I need to do is I need to find a DC motor rotor that fits inside an AC motor stator.
Oh, that's a question that maybe Steve, WRMB624, could answer. He's probably not on frequency at this time. If you want to email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com, and with that question, I could forward that.
Okay, thank you for your time. I want to let you go here pretty quick, but I really, I will do that. I've been trying to get this thing together for over a year. It's paining me right now. Thank you.
Cool. All right, yeah, you need to be hooked up with the right people. Once again, that email is S-O, like Southern Oregon, G-M-R-S-net, N-E-T, at gmail.com. So look forward to your email. Thank you, Miles. Have a good night. WRKV 487.
Okay, thank you all. WSHJ 570, Miles, out.
Hey, Miles, 365.
I guess I'm not out yet. I hear you.
Yeah, I found that if you have Microsoft Edge and Copilot, the Bing AI Copilot, I haven't found anything that I can't get an answer on, any acronyms or anything that has to do with any of that kinds of stuff, electrical engineering and radio waves and stuff like that. It pretty much comes back with stuff because I'm studying the commercial radio, the Grawl, and it's coming up with stuff that I couldn't find anywhere else, I can tell you that.
Okay, I think I'm hearing you right. You're recommending the Microsoft Copilot AI.
Yes, that's correct. It showed up on my computer through the Microsoft Edge browser that took the place of the Internet Explorer.
Thank you. I'm willing to look into other things here. I have been using the Open AI thing. I think I forget what it's called at the moment, ChatGPT. But I do believe that the thing lies to me occasionally when I need the truth.
Yeah, you can get Edge on your cell phone, too. It doesn't have to be on a PC. As long as you can get to the Copilot, there's things that has been very helpful with me through all my studies. Through the general class and extra class and the commercial radio stuff. That I, like I said, there's nothing that AI doesn't know or can't find for me.
Well, one thing that I did, I had fun with, I took a universal motor apart and I hooked it up backwards. Basically, I got a 3D printer and got a brush holder. So I spin the brushes to rotate the magnetic field instead of rotating the entire device. And it's just a concept that got me thinking. Along the lines of motionally induced EMFs.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Yeah, that piqued my interest when I heard you talk. Like, if you speak to the AI the same way you're talking to me right now, you'll get some really good responses.
I'm trying to get my idea out there. What I did was I rotated the brushes to get the magnetic field moving on a stationary rotor. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to rotate, co-rotate, the stator, the housing, the rotor and the stator together, but I want the magnetic field to remain stationary via stationary brushes.
Yeah, I think you're talking about maybe some phase angles involved there and stuff too. It's like I said, the Copilot will come up with some stuff that might pique your interest in some other areas of that.
Okie doke, thank you kindly. I am just looking into trying to make some friends that I could bump into and work on this type of stuff sometime.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, yeah, let me know how that goes. I'm doing other things on the computer right now. I'm listening to a bunch of frequencies on the SDR stuff. So Anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know about that. All right, good talking to you, Miles. WSJX 365.
Okay, thanks again. WSJ 570, Miles, out.